Those who are godly hate lies. I hate lies. I don't like nobody to tell me a lie. If they tell me they're going to do something, I expect them to do it. And I'll tell you what, I'm a little bit lenient, but if you do me that way two or three or four times, it's going to come to where I ain't going to believe nothing you tell me. You tell me you're going to do something, you don't do it, okay, the first time, second time, third time, oh, by the time we get to the fourth time, forget it. You come to me and say, I'm dying, I got to have something. I said, forget it. Go ahead and die. Go ahead and die. You know, I ain't going to help you. I'm serious. You know, if you burn me three or four times, God will do the same thing. You know He will? Guarantee He will. The Lord says in His Word, people come and do things and they lie to me. And He says, they get out there and sin. He says, then when the devastation comes upon you and you cry to me, He said, I'll laugh at you. That's in the Scripture. Don't make Him mad, right? Don't lie to Him. Be truthful. Tell Him the truth. And if you're a man of integrity, He will never laugh at you because those devastating moments won't never come into your life. A lot of people try to do what they want to do. And then when their world falls apart, God's in control. And they don't understand. And so they cry unto, oh God, all this bad stuff's happening to me. He said, yeah, I know. I sent the devil to do it to you because of your wickedness. Lord, I got to have some help. He says, no, I'm going to laugh at you. That's written in the Word. Don't make Him mad. Do you want God to laugh at you? No, I don't want Him to laugh at me. Those who are godly hate lies. The wicked come to shame and disgrace. The wicked come to shame and disgrace. Godliness helps people all through life. Does it pay to be godly all your life? It says godliness helps you all through your life. It will keep you free from the devil. It will keep you free of sickness and disease. It will help you. It will provide for you. It will provide prosperity for you. It will bless you. And it will save your life. Godliness helps people all through life, while the evil are destroyed by their wickedness. The evil are destroyed by their wickedness. So we see people all over the place that die young, and we wonder why. The evil are destroyed by their wickedness. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. We see people do that all the time, don't we? Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. Do you know? That's one thing I learned as I went through life. If I had a few dollars, I mean, you know, even when I was a young man, when maybe I only had $20 or $30, I didn't flaunt it before my friends. I didn't let them know what I had in my billfold. Because if, you know, today especially, if you go somewhere and you're telling somebody, oh, no problem, I got money. You know, I got $500 in my pocket. That ain't no problem. Or, you know, maybe you're lying, but maybe you're just wanting to make people think you got something, but maybe you do have it. And if you say, well, no problem, we'll go down here, I'll buy you dinner, I got $500 right in my billfold. And the wrong person hears you say that. You might not get home tonight. You know that? Do you know there's men that will kill you for a dollar bill? There's a man told me yesterday a story, how sad, about a man that bought a life insurance on his two sons and then got them into drugs and tried to get them to go to a drug deal one night, and one of the boys wouldn't go. He changed his mind and wouldn't go. But the other one did go, and he took a friend with him. And when they got out there, the men that took him out there turned out to be a hitman. And he shot his son in the face with a shotgun. And he fell on the ground, thought he killed him. But the other boy turned to run, and he shot him in the back twice, and it didn't kill him. So he beat him to death with the butt of the gun. He killed him. And while he was beating him to death, the one that got shot in the face woke up and ran away. And then this guy couldn't find out where he was. And I thought, isn't that amazing? And the boy that got shot in the face was here Sunday. He was here Sunday. He said he's going to start coming to our church. He said, I heard you preach the word like I never heard it. He said, I'm going to start coming to your church. You know, isn't it amazing what people do? Wicked people plan destruction and death for other people. But now those two guys that planned that, one of them is doing 75 years in prison and the other is doing 55 years in prison. Hey, the wicked. There's some wicked people out there, folks. There's some wicked beasts out there. They don't know Jesus. But some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. If I have $50 in my pocket, I don't want nobody to know it, if I have it. You know, I don't want nobody to know what I got in my billfold. When I take it out, I don't want nobody to see what I got. I mean, I might only have $5, but there may be somebody who sees it that would kill me for a $5 bill, if they could. But praise the Lord, I know I'm protected by the King. He sent His angels to watch over me because I'm not going to give that devil legal right. As long I believe with all my heart that if you and I are walking godly and obeying God's rules, there ain't nothing can touch you. I think about Cheryl and I right after we got married. We hadn't been married long. And she was out getting her equipment. She'd been singing that night with her daughter. And they were loading up the equipment, getting it ready to go to somewhere, California, Reno, or wherever it was. And because they were going to fly out there, and her son was going to drive the car and take the equipment. And so I had stayed home and studied till about, I don't know, 12, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning. And then I got tired. And so I just went to bed. And so I'm sleeping sound. And all of a sudden, I'm laying there on my back, and I hear this voice, Thurman. And I turned to the right and said, yes, Lord. I knew it was the Lord. And right where I looked, He showed me like a little video screen. And I saw my wife driving in her car down 26. I saw her pull into a car wash and pull it in there and get out and take the wand to wash the car. And two men attacked her. As they attacked, the video went dead. Man, I jumped up. I was wide awake. I reached over and picked up my telephone, and I pushed it, and the light came on and said, 1:53 a.m. I pushed her button, ring, first ring. I said, honey, where are you? She said, I'm on 26, but I'm fixing to pull into the car wash and wash my car. I said, not tonight. I said, the Lord just showed me a video, and He showed you got attacked by two men in that car wash. She said, I was going to get gas too, but I'm coming straight home. And she did. Now then, if you're walking in obedience to the Word, will the Lord keep the enemy from you? He will. He showed me that video of her driving down 26 and pulling in that car wash. And when I called her, she was on 26 fixing to pull into that car wash to wash her car. Is God awesome, Patty? He's awesome. Now then, when you're walking in obedience to His Word, nothing can hurt you. The Lord will protect you. Some who are poor pretend to be rich. Others who are rich pretend to be poor. The rich can pay a ransom. But the poor won't even get threatened. Did you ever see a man that his children were schooled and he sent them in rags and he couldn't even pay his bills at all? Did you ever see one of those kids get captured and put in for a ransom? But if you had this rich guy in town, one rich guy, and everybody knew he was rich, and he flaunted it. He drove new cars, wore big suits, and he told everybody how good he was and how much money he had. What happens to his children? Sometimes one of them gets picked up, and they want a big ransom. You used to hear about that a whole lot. I don't watch news anymore, so I don't know if it happens much, but I'm sure it does. Every once in a while, somebody thinks they can get somebody like that and get a big ransom from somebody that's rich. What are you going to do with it? Somebody's going to catch you. You know, but people are dumb. They think they can get by with it. So, if you have any money, don't let anybody know you got it. That's the way I look at it. You know? Now, that's why that I tell people when you see my lovely wife wearing this mink coat. Oh, that's not mink. Oh, that's Fox. Okay. That's what I'm saying. I let them know when they see her dress with these coats and things that she's wearing. Somebody gave this one to her, but that great big beautiful full length mink that she wears, which a new one just like it would cost $10,000, she got it for $29.50 off of eBay. $29.50. So, and I tell everybody that way you know we're not filthy rich. So don't worry about trying to, steal her for a ransom, because I ain't got no money to pay her. Don't take her out and say, Thurman, I need $100,000 for your wife. I just have to say, well, you just have to keep her because I ain't got $100,000. Oh, goodness gracious. I guess I could say, well, she likes rich things, so you won't have to keep her many days till you bring her back home. Oh, goodness. We got to have a little fun, honey buddy, on all this. Just go ahead. She has very expensive taste. If you can keep up with her, go ahead and keep her for a little while. But when you get tired of paying all that, bring her home. Oh, Lord. Life is so much fun, isn't it? Oh, goodness, life is so much fun. But those things are not going to happen to us that walk in obedience to God's Word. He's not going to let it happen. He proved it to Cheryl and I that night when he showed me the video. You know, I mean, it was so awesome that God showed me that video that night and saved my wife's life. Praise the King. Now then, verse 9 and 10. The life of the godly is full of light and joy. Now, if your life is not full of light and joy, you're not godly. You know, if you're godly, you ought to be enjoying living. You know, I mean, you ought to be having fun. You ought to be doing like Kim. You ought to be jumping around dancing back there. See? Praise the Lord. She can't hardly stand it back there. She's got so much joy in her life. But she's godly. The life of the godly is full of light and joy. But the sinner's light is snuffed out. The sinner, he will be snuffed out. He will die early. Pride leads to arguments. Those who take advice are wise. Be willing to listen. Whenever somebody gives you some advice, listen. Think it over. Don't jump back and say, well, who are you to tell me what to do?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.